With 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman. A judge has postponed the trial of a man accused of killing his 13-year-old son in southwest Colorado. A trial for 57-year-old Mark Redwine was set to begin September 17th, but the timing was complicated after one of his attorneys was arrested on assault and domestic violence charges. Since the arrest, the attorney has failed to appear at two hearings, and the judge deemed him unable to properly represent Redwine. Redwine is suspected of killing his son Dylan in November 2012. The energy sector has lost its once powerful position within the S&P 500, an indicator of the U.S. stock market as a whole. Its market share is at its lowest point in the past 40 years. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Cooper McKim reports.
A low value doesn't mean energy is disappearing. Oil and gas is just less attractive to investors these days. It used to be more volatile, with huge ups and downs. Now it's stabilized. That's according to financial expert Carl Larry with Refinitiv. He says the current trade war with China isn't helping. That's where a lot of energy demand comes from.
In the immediate term, we see that there's an issue with getting that product out to Asia, and we can obviously see that longer term that's affected while these trade wars continue.
Investment into the energy sector has stabilized recently after years of declines in coal and oil and gas investment. But the new kid on the block, renewables, continues to be competitive. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Cooper McKim.
Colorado produces the eighth most wind energy in the country. The state is set to soon add another 600 megawatts of wind power. KRCC News.